Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends? Welcome in. It's ITL on Sports Grid, a Thanksgiving weekend edition. The turkey's dead. The turkey has been consumed, unfortunately. But it is Black Friday. Actually, kind of like Black Friday. Airing a little bit early, ITL is on the Sports Grid Radio, little Friday and Sunday night edition, so both sides of it. I am Welsh. That is Bogman. It's ITL on Sports Grid with a ton of stuff this week. Hour three, we've got Bubba and Bogman. Hour two, we've got an interview we did with David Mendelson from Triple Play Fantasy talking about the week setup of plays. We're going to talk about our big main plays, maybe a few dad jokes going to be thrown in as well. And this hour, Bogman and I going to be rocking our week 12 picks. Bogman coming off of a 10-4 against the spread weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. Very
also,
proud of my good week.
On Bet This League, which we do, our five best bets, 4-1 you were, and we are tracking our bets. Remember our bets we really love. And what did you say? What were you this week? You were
3-1.
3-1, and I was 2-2 of our best bets, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That's been me all season, just hanging around. I lose a lot one day, and then I win it back the other day, and then I lose a lot the other day. Oh, by the way, I just want to announce, I am officially done betting college basketball.
Oh, okay. It's over.
Can't
with.
Do it. The smartest people in the world.
The rain was fast and swift and has come to an end.
The smart people that I follow, they can't get it right. And then unfortunately, here is how a lot of the big smart gamblers get away with it. They go, well, we're just betting so many games. They're like, hey, I ended up being 8-5 or whatever. And it's like, okay, but the most important games that had the biggest slides, that had the biggest jumps, that look like the ones that were to bet, they all lost. Oregon this past week, Rice this past week, done betting college basketball. Can't do it anymore, Bogman. I can't do it. You know what happened on Monday? Lost all of the college basketball bets I did, won all of my Monday night football bets, all of them. I won a four-game parlay, a same-game parlay. I won my individual bets, money on football, on college basketball. But you know what? We're going to listen to Bogman this week.
If only someone would have warned you about betting sports you don't know a while ago. Yeah, I don't know who that would have been.
I don't know. But we're going to listen to Bogman this week because he's coming off of a phenomenal week. Oh, when we come back from the break, we're jumping right into it. We're going to hit all of our week 12 bets. So don't go anywhere in this league. It's gambling time on this Thanksgiving weekend. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! In this league is on Patreon. Patreon.com/ITL Army, or even easier, inthisleague.com. Go and do that. Sign up today and be a part of all the craziness that is in this league. You get lots of stuff that are going to help you in your fantasy, your betting, your DFS, whatever it is world, because we've got GroupMe rooms of all different sports, betting, DFS. We've got a lot of lifestyle, weird stuff, movies, collectors, if you're into autographs and stuff like that. We've got live streams Thursday nights with Bogman, except this past Thanksgiving one, of course. I've got a live event I'm doing next week where we're breaking cards, giving away autograph stuff. It's always the best. Plus, mid-December, the Deck Our Balls Christmas special is coming. Deck Our Balls, our favorite. The ideas keep flowing.
Oh, yeah.
They keep rocking. We might have a little mini concert involved in it. Going to have some competition. Going to open some presents. It's going to be so much fun. Bogman will be on Jupiter while we're doing it as well. So come and sign up today. $5 gets you in. You can go a little bit further if you want as well. And it directly supports Bogman and the Welsh.
Whenever you say I'm going to be on Mars or Jupiter, I always think of Kenny from South Park in that heavy metal episode. You remember the heavy metal episode of South Park?
No.
You ever seen the movie Heavy Metal?
I know, like the cartoon.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
There's a whole episode about that. But
I do think I actually know what you're talking about.
They're getting high on cat pee or some weird stuff or something. Like, yeah, something that makes no sense.
Heavy metal is always great as a kid too, because you know, all the animation.
That's the whole episode.
Yeah, it's very voluptuous.
Yeah. That's the whole episode of South Park is about that. So
you know what I noticed? Not a lot of that type of cartoon artwork out there anymore. It's almost world's changed. It's almost like the world's changed, Bogman. Is that not?
That's
allowed?
Real weird. Yeah. No, I mean,
are we allowed to like heavy metal?
This is
America. I didn't even ask that.
You can like whatever you want, boy.
Well, no, that's not true.
They can't tell you what to like.
They do.
You like whatever you want now.
That's not true. We don't have choices anymore.
True.
Well, we don't. Well, maybe Texas. Yeah, you know, Texas, you got all the choices in the world. We don't have all the choices everywhere else. I'm just trying to figure out, am I allowed to
like
heavy metal?
You want to wear your mask? That's fine. You want to not wear your mask? Also fine. Don't put your beliefs on me. All right.
Yeah, Texas is not that bad. I don't mind Texas, actually.
I like Texas.
Are the flags still half?
You know what? I haven't been outside in a long time, so I have no idea. They weren't the last time I was out. So.
And if you're wondering what it is, there is nothing actually going on in the world that's justified. I mean, there's like little things, there's horrific things that happen, but like,
of course,
the neighborhood that Bogdan lives in, a very specific type of neighborhood in Texas, and just... the flags are just always at half mast because the country's in disarray and there's no like actual thing like, hey, why is a flag down? Because America.
Yeah.
Because America doesn't need help.
Because gas prices keep rising. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how it is. So, by the way, we're on two different levels right now because I may have recently woken up to record this show.
I got the most sleep.
8 hours. He's like, you ever read that story of Lawrence Taylor going to sleep before the Super Bowl? Like he goes into the locker room when everyone gets there and he goes, all right, guys, let's see how good I can be on 8 hours of sleep, because he famously never got 8 hours of sleep. But before the Super Bowl, he decided to go to bed early, all that stuff, didn't go out partying the night before. And obviously had a pretty damn good Super Bowl.
Pretty good.
Well, so.
Yeah, no, I got like 10 hours of sleep. I actually got the most. I got a lot of sleep. I just crashed.
So extra credit. That actually makes me feel groggy when I get that.
Sometimes it does for me, but I've had so many days of like 5 or 6 hours of sleep that getting like that 10, 10 and a half that I got just put me on a next level. So yeah, I'm a little hyped up, a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of took like a week where I'm going to be gummy free at least until, you know,
December 17th.
This league. This ain't NNN for me. So I'm just taking a week off. I am not taking a whole month off or anything, Welsh. So, but I just, you know, want to take a week off, reset everything, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And the sleep has been, I've been going to sleep early, but then also waking up early and then going back to sleep and then having a nightmare. So it just happens to me every single time. Like,
sounds awful.
Yeah, it's not fun. I don't like, the nightmares.
Bogman had the teeth falling out dream.
Oh, I hate
the other
that
day
one
too. We were talking. I think we talked about it off air.
Yeah,
because I was like, "What does that one mean again?" And I looked it up, and it was the like you're
loss
dealing with
change.
Loss or change. And then
like
I was,
my cat died and I moved. So
yeah, and I was like, know. I'm like, oh, clearly it's because you're doing all these shows without me and you're doing other people. And Bogman's like, well, my cat died, I moved. You know, maybe it was that. I'm like, oh, I don't know, maybe.
But yeah,
it's probably about me somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow it really is about me.
27 years in Arizona, but I've been here 3 months. So
yeah, somehow it has something to do with me. So, I got some sleep. You should get some sleep as well. Coming off of a very white Russian Thanksgiving is how we like to do it. We've got all of our bets. So last week,
how many white Russians did you have for Thanksgiving? Welsh, was it a lot?
Like 2 or 3.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
I mean, some strong, you know, strong.
Do you do anything for today for Black Friday? Are you going to, it's just the online deals, right?
No. Yeah. I did Black Friday one time. I did it 1 year. Oh. Where I did that, go out late, blah, 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 and I just never did it again. If I do anything, it's online. It's going to be on. It's going to be looking and seeing what's online. I do actually, I am looking for a TV to get in the office for our twitching when we like to twitch it a little bit with some Madden and stuff like that. I need, I keep stealing my daughter's TV, so I need one in here. That's about it on Black Friday. What about you? What are you going to look for?
I mean... I'll see what's out there. There's nothing in particular that I want for Black Friday. I always I would never, ever, ever go out into the lines in a million years. Like, how much is it? It's costing you more, I feel like, to stand in that line.
I don't know, especially with like COVID. I don't know who's doing that anyways. I don't even know why stores, I don't even know if they do it anymore. If they do like in-store only deals, like no one's doing that. Everybody wants to go on. No one's going in.
So that's not even a thing anymore. So there's going to be no trampling videos. I mean, especially after like the whole Astroworld thing, you would think people would be, you know, taking it easy with that stuff and COVID, like, just relax.
There's stuff there. There'll be something, but no, yeah, most of it's online. Right. I'll keep it online. Last week, Bogman was magnificent, 10-4 against the spread. The only games you missed were New Orleans, Miami, Detroit, and San Francisco. Those are you. Did you take the dirty, rotten Jaguars?
Because
you had this. Yeah, because you had the spread. How did you get that wrong?
I don't know. I don't know. I was a 10-4.
Oh, no, it was a win. I'm sorry. No, that was your lock. Yeah. I'm sorry. That was your lock. That was your lock. You missed New Orleans, Green Bay, Carolina, and Seattle. I'm sorry. I read that incorrectly. Yeah, that was actually one of your locks that you had.
By the way, you're like, hey, why'd you miss this one? Oh, also, you didn't miss this one, and you were 10-4 this week. So I told you my process for this year had changed a little bit. I think I was watching too much outside stuff, getting too many outside opinions, a little paralysis by analysis. So last week, kind of like the gummies, I took the week off of watching that stuff, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna just kind of reshift and refocus and see if this is better. And it was. May not turn out to be that way this week, you know. Who knows? I did decide to kind of shut that outside stuff out for a little bit. So,
well, our boy Donovan curated this sheet for us. You know, as I'm looking at this, I mean, maybe I'm reading it wrong, it actually looks like I'm reading it correctly. I was just reading it a little bit incorrectly. My locks were not great last week, actually. Now that I look at that, I think I was actually 1-3. Now that I'm looking at it.
No, you were at least 2-3.
I only had four. I only had four locks for last week.
No, you had five. I'm looking at our sheet right here. You had the Baltimore over, which you didn't get.
There it is, 2-3.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was 2-3 on my locks. Bogman was 3-1 on his locks. 10-4 against the spread. Not fantastic on the over-under. 6-8. Better than me, though. I was dog garbage crap. Crappy. Except I would say one of my bets I did actually get right was the under in San Francisco. That was one of my locks of the week. I absolutely love that one. But I was horrible against the over-unders and not really great against the spread. It was just a bad week for me. Overall, you and I, you were 6-8 on the over-unders. I was 6-8 against the spreads. We move forward to this week. And when we come back, we are going to be getting through all of these picks. There's a lot to it. There's Thanksgiving. There's all the stuff. Well, actually, not even the Thanksgiving game because it's already passed. So there's a little bit less of a slate here. So don't go anywhere, friendos. In this league, picks coming up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready?
The holidays, and make sure with all the craziness and the shopping and the family and maybe the attempted escape of getting away from the family that you are subscribed to the ITL podcast on your favorite podcast app. Just search ITL, search In This League. You can follow the football, the baseball, prospect one, the college, any of it, plus this show we do right here on Sports Grid, Spotify, iHeart, Apple. Subscribe today. Don't miss any of it. Baseball is back, by the way. Prospect One, I had a monster show I dropped with interviews from Pirates Nick Gonzalez, Austin Wells from the Yankees. Cool stuff. Check it out today. Sports Boys ITL on your podcast app. What were you smiling about?
You go into Bill Cosby whenever you start that. It's the things and the stuff and the pudding pops and the, you know, it's the baseball and the football and the Prospect One and the college. And, you know, it's like a cross between Bill Cosby and John Travolta. You know,
that's why two role models, by the way,
you know,
What do you got?
I mean, I don't know what to say to that. So I didn't say you were doing Bill Cosby things. I said you were doing Bill Cosby cadence. Yeah, there's a difference. You know, if you're wearing a sweater, doesn't mean, you know, you're doing the type of stuff.
What's John Travolta doing? I haven't seen him.
He's in those commercials where he plays Santa Claus. And then Samuel Jackson is in the commercial, too, and goes, am I off the naughty list? And he goes, are you off the naughty words?
That's the whole thing. That's a Capital One commercial. Travolta is now doing Capital One commercials. He can't get in the movie. Last thing he did was where he was in that OJ, six-part series that they put out.
Oh, that's right.
And he was playing one of the lawyers. And
that was the last thing he did?
It's the last thing I saw him do. And I was like, oh, my God, there's so much Botox. Like he is so much Botox. And then I think he's done some direct to DVD type of stuff, but I don't want to go on a tangent, but like, it's so weird. It's so weird. Like Hollywood and stuff like that. Like John Travolta was one of the biggest actors in the world in the mid-90s. And like, he's relegated to Capital One commercials and direct to DVD. Like, can't even make it on Netflix movies. Like Amazon, he's an Amazon Prime, you know, featured movie. That's all he is now. I mean, he's a god awful actor. One of the worst actors of our time. Nothing he's done has ever been good, but.
Oh, whoa.
No,
hold on.
No, because you're going to say it. You're going to say it. And I'm going to have an answer to what you're about to say with Face Off.
No, I'm not going to say anything about Face Off. Your favorite movie, Pulp Fiction, is riddled with John Travolta.
Yeah,
and you just said he's the worst actor, and you give me crap for liking Kill Bill more than that every single time. Explain yourself.
Well, no, I've said, like, if you're
ranking... Explain yourself.
Well, okay, but Travolta isn't like the... Oh, now I see why they put Travolta in Samuel Jackson, the Capital One. I completely didn't even put that together. Okay.
Yeah.
Vincent. Well, hey, all the actors don't have to be fantastic in Pulp Fiction. The Zed's Dead baby, whoever that chick is with Bruce Willis, she's the worst actress that's ever been on film. She is, I mean, they straight took her from the gulag and put her on the screen. She's the worst actress I've ever seen in my entire life. So there are horrible actors. It's the story. If you're ranking Travolta movies, Pulp Fiction is number one without question. Yeah. Even without question.
Okay. I mean, I don't have a John Travolta movie ranking in front of me.
Travolta was his best. Pulp Fiction was Travolta's best. But like, Face Off was so good because they were so over the top slapstick cartoony, Travolta and Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I don't have a strong opinion about Face Off. I don't know why you thought I was going to come in here hot about
Face Off. It's one of the best movies of the 90s.
It's one of the best movies. It's been called the songbird of our generation.
Yeah.
Face Off has.
I'd watch it right now if it was on.
I mean, this is turning into a Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode.
You know? I would watch Travolta, I would watch Pulp Fiction.
You've encountered face swapping technology.
Then I would go to Face Off. And then you know what I would top the even off with? A little Con Air.
I broke and watched one of Peralta's movies. You know?
Yeah.
That was, remember Kevin? Remember when they were in a safe house?
Yeah.
Roommates who watch Safe House in a safe house make a safe house. So
love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. All right, let's focus here. Scene. Let's get into it. Scene. Week 12, our picks this week. We will continue with any that we absolutely love. We are going to put it on the card and we're going to follow our card. 2-3 for me, 3-1 for Bogman. Big Bet and Bogman. That's what I call him. He's Big Bets Bets Bogman. That's what we're calling him. Big Bets Bogman. Triple B this week. Big Bets Bogman. And he will also add to his card. No Thanksgiving games, of course, because they're over. But we do have a nice little slate for you.
Man, those were some good games, huh? How are those games?
Oh, those were. How about that under that I hit?
I mean, unbelievable. Just the way some of these played out. So,
you know, the keep up that great schedule for Thanksgiving as they do. Hold on.
Would you really want them to switch and take Detroit away? That's like the one thing they have.
1,000%. Yeah, 1,000%. Why? Well, because it's like tradition.
I've always grown up watching Detroit. Honestly, for me, it's not even about that. that's the one thing Lions fans have. They're not going to have the playoffs. True. They're not going to have, you know,
a win,
a winning season anytime soon. This is the one thing that they have is the Thanksgiving game. So that's like that. That's the only reason I would want to pull it away from them.
Let me present you to this.
If they switch it like every decade, I'd be like, it's more than
I think it's a disservice. I think what you're doing, Lions fans go through so much. I mean, how horrible is Detroit just in general? And then think about the team and how bad the Lions are. There's already, I mean, there's so much. Is there drinking water there? Is there drinkable water? Yeah. So here's my point. There's so much awfulness in Detroit. You're ruining their Thanksgiving. You're saying, oh, this is what
ruining
they have.
Ruining their Thanksgiving.
They lose. They always lose. So, I mean, they may or may not have just lost. I mean, they may have not lost yesterday.
But I remember the last overtime game that Pittsburgh played against Detroit, and they did not lose that one.
But my point is, losing on Thanksgiving is just, it's one more nail in the Lions' coffin. Can't Detroit just have Thanksgiving? Can't they enjoy their family once without a Lions loss?
No.
All right. I would give anything. I'd give anything for any other game. I'd give anything for good games. You know, put the Patriots, put the Bills, put.
I mean, for a while they were thinking about putting the Steelers permanently on Thanksgiving at night. Sure. And I did not want that.
I'll take anything but Lions, and I'm even over the Cowboys, but I'll take competitive games is what I really care about. All right. So first game up, Tampa Bay at Indianapolis. Indianapolis hot, hot, hot. Tampa Bay is a 3-point road favorite. 51.5 is the line as we do this show today, Bog.
This is the best game of the week, I think. You know, this is a playoff, maybe potential Super Bowl preview here. I think the Colts are the second best team in the AFC behind the Chiefs right now.
By the way, you want to hear an interesting number? Tampa Bay is only 4-7 against the spread this year.
They're not having a good year against the spread.
4-7 against the spread. The Colts, 7-4 against the spread. 5-5 over under for Tampa Bay. Another one, 7-4 on over unders against the Colts. They are fifth best against the spread and number one on over unders this year. The Indianapolis Colts, and they are dogs.
Yeah, I'm going to take them at home. You're giving them points at home. They're playing better than Tampa Bay right now. And look, at any point, Tampa Bay could peak and just blow the doors off of the Colts. I think if you take a look at that objectively and just take a look at the roster and who's on it, I would take the Bucks 10 out of 10 times as far as just the roster.
My name
goes.
Is Buck.
But, and I like, yeah, see? But that's Kill Bill, by the way. So,
I know. But, no, you know what? Ooh, yeah, you're right. Cause he had the mushy wagon.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. But anyway, but the Colts are playing way better than the Bucks. Yes, the Bucks just beat the Giants, but the Giants fired their offensive coordinator after that game. The Giants are an absolute mess. They were at home. Now they have to go on the road. We know Brady hasn't been as good on the road this year as he is at home. I'm going to take the Colts because I think they're playing better football right now, and they're at home and they're getting points. I'm also going to take the under because I think this game plays a little bit closer, and instead of going for it on fourth downs and that kind of stuff, you're going to see maybe more punts, maybe a little more field position game played. So give me the Colts and give me the under.
Ooh. When we look at the money, that's something I didn't say right at the top here, which shame on me. You have a decent amount of the cash. It's very early in the week, by the way, as we're recording this, just letting you know. You have the cash on Tampa Bay, overwhelming money on the under. I would like to point out last week that 98%, I believe it was, of the cash when we recorded this show was on the San Francisco over. Wasn't that correct? Yeah. It was 99%, I think it was.
Well, that was on Friday.
That was
late Thursday night, early Friday morning.
And we came on here and I said, I am fading the public hard, and it paid off. We are over the 90 percentile that is cashing on the under right now, 51.5. I'm going to take the over, and Bogman, put it on my card. And I'm going to come right out the chute on the first one of the week. I am going to take the over because also when you look at the 7-4 on overs, Indianapolis is, and in their losses, at least in the last three games or four games I'm looking at, they have only scored under 30 points once, and that was against the Jaguars. I think this has shootout potential. Buccaneers have been a little wonky, I suppose, in the, you know, the last couple weeks. But if the Colts are struggling with the run, which I'm not so sure they will be, they're going to be flinging it a little bit. This could be a shootout. This could end up being a shootout between these teams who have both showed the potential for high-end offense. I think this is a 30-plus point scoring on both sides of the ball. I'm going to go with Tampa -3, though I kind of hate it a little bit, and I'm tempted to go with that field goal plus on the Colts. If this were 3.5, I actually might take the Colts, but I'm going to go with Tampa Bay -3, and I'm going to fade the public hard, and I'm going to take the over, and we're going to put it
on. We're coming out hot. We're complete opposites on the very first game.
Very first game. And we have got a slew of games that we have got to get to when we come back. I mean, we are going to be plowing through it.
So lightning round.
Hold on to your butts. Another Samuel L. Jackson movie reference. We'll be right back right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
That's nobody.
ITL.
Welcome back, friends. It's ITL on Sports Grid. It's Bogman and the Welsh, and we forgot something insane. Last week, we presented not just our hard picks, like our card picks here. We presented the coin, and we didn't even update you on the coin, and the coin has to get involved here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you followed last week with our picks, we did a coin flip on all the games. Bogman, the coin was over 500 in both categories. I mean, was 8-6 on against the spread and 8-6 on over-unders. If you played the coin, you made money last week. You made money. It was four games over 500. If you count both, it's unbelievable.
I hate it. I hate it so much. What does the coin want for Tampa Bay and the Indianapolis?
All right. So remember, heads is for the favorite.
Tails is for the favorite. That's right.
Yep. And then heads is for the over as well. So this is for against the spread. The coin is taking. Ooh, it's taking Colts and over under. It is taking. Ooh, it's going with me on the over. All right.
Indy
so
and the Colts, over. All right.
Colts and over. All right. So we're going to play the coin. The coin paid off last time. We are going to play it the rest of the way. Atlanta at Jags. Atlanta is a 1-point favorite. 46.5 is the under over, Boggs.
I'm going to take Atlanta in this one. I just think Jacksonville can't get out of their own way at all. I'll also take the under because I don't trust either one of these offenses to score right now, particularly Jacksonville. Jacksonville has been real bad at scoring 46.5. You know, I mean, a 24-21 game, you're not hitting that. So give me Atlanta. Give me the under.
Ooh. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go Atlanta and the under as well. I don't particularly love that game. So I think that's an easy play.
Yeah, I would not bet on that one.
The coin is going to go with Atlanta as well.
Atlanta.
And it is going to take the over. So
Atlanta
is going with the over.
All right.
God, Bogman, I love the coin so much. I might bet the coin this week. Actually, one of our guys, we should have asked our boy Josh. I don't think he's in the room. I think Josh played the coin across the board. Did he do a parlay, though? Didn't he play a parlay on every single one?
It was
one?
A full parlay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I thought he was going to bet $1 on every single one, and he would have made $4 or, you know, $3.25, depending on the juice. So, all right, next game up is the Jets at the Houston Texans. Houston is a 2.5-point home favorite. 44.5 is the line. Zach Wilson has returned. He will be back and he will be starting for the Jets. So this is Houston by a million, right?
I don't like this game at all. There's no way in hell I would bet it. Houston is just so bad, dude. There's no way I can bet on them. I'm going to take the Jets in the over. I know Houston just won and they just beat Tennessee and all that stuff, but I've been calling Tennessee as, you know, a mirage for the last couple weeks, specifically since Derrick Henry went down. They went on defense 2 weeks in a row. Houston just went in and smoked them, but they had a bye week to prep for that game. They don't have a bye week to prep for this game. I think the healthy Zach Wilson could be a little bit better. I mean, he can't get much worse. So Give me the Jets. If the Jets are getting points, if anyone's getting points against Houston, I'm going to take the points. Give me the Jets. Give me the over.
Ooh, Jets are 2-8 this year again on the over on against the spread. I'm sorry.
What's Houston?
Houston 5-5 against the spread. I'm taking Houston. I'm taking Houston at home. And you know what, Boggs? Put it on the card. I am putting Houston. You haven't put one on the card yet. I'm putting Houston.
I don't like any of these
the
cards.
Houston's got a little bit of favorite on the money right now. The under, or I'm sorry, the over is where the money is. I'm a little dicey on that, but it's such a low number. I'm going to go with the over as well, but I'm going to take Houston. The coin. Coin, what do you have to say? Coin is taking, they're going with me. They're going to take Houston. And they're going to take the under. So they're going to fade everybody. The coin is fading a little bit. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Cincinnati 4.5-point home favorites. 45.5 is the line, Boggs.
Steelers get TJ Watt, Joe Hayden, Minka Fitzpatrick all back this week. Ooh. Give me the Steelers on the road. The points, I don't know if they're going to win this game, but I'll take them against the spread. And I'll also take the over here.
Like, are you going to not in your card or anything? No,
I'll get to my card.
Right, I'm just waiting. The Pittsburgh Steelers 4-6 against the spread, 3-7 on over unders. The Bengals are 5-5 against the spread, 4-6 on over unders. Current money is a little bit on Pittsburgh, and there's just not enough money on the over-under to register anything. I like your logic on that. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. Cincinnati just still, I mean,
even Bengals also game, said the Steelers quit in the game last time.
It's a good point.
That's bulletin board stuff.
And I think this could be a field goal game. And that's why if I'm getting 4.5, I think Pittsburgh could get that in, especially with the defensive front here. Over, I got to go over because Cincinnati is going to score. I think they're going to be able to run a little bit with Joe Mixon. Ooh, I'm tempted to take that over on my card. I'm going to hesitate on it. So let's see where the coin is at. The coin is taking Cincy. It's heads and the over. Cincy and the over. Yeah, you put under there, Boggs. Coin is actually we unanimous over. I think that's the only unanimous we have so far. So put that bet on there. You know what? Remind me, I might put that on the card. Okay. Tennessee at New England. New England's a 6-point home favorite. 44 is the line. Money is on the under and a little bit New England.
I'm going to take New England, and I'm going to put that on my card. Tennessee is miserable right now. I think New England is going to scheme them very well. They just lost to Houston. I'm also going to take the under because I do not trust Tennessee to score at all. A.J. Brown has not been his healthiest. They just cut Peterson. I don't know what the hell they're doing in the running game. I guess it's Foreman moving forward here. But Tennessee's a mess right now. Give me the Pats and give me the under.
Interesting. Both of these teams are 7-4 against the spread. It's just Tennessee, I think, was like 7-2 2 weeks ago. I believe the last 2 weeks they've lost two against the spread. Over, under, 5-6 for the Patriots, 6-5. But I think it's a mirage because of how bad Tennessee has been playing. Tennessee also has scored 36 points, it looks like, in the last 2 weeks combined, which isn't a great number. I don't love the over under here, but Tennessee, you kind of agree with you. I don't know where Tennessee's offense really goes, but I'm afraid this could be a Patriots score 35 points type of game against Tennessee.
I'm more confident in New England.
Yeah, I'm tempted to take that New England on the -6 as well.
You can come back to it.
No, I'm going to put it on. Okay. All right, we got three already. Coin is taking. Boom, Patriots. We unanimously have taken the Patriots. There we go. And the over. So there you go. The coin is with me on this. I feel very good. Me and the coin are simpatico here. Philly at the Giants. Philly's a 3.5-point road favorite. 46 is the line. Money's on Philly by a bit, and there's nothing on the over-under. It's just a little early in the week.
Yeah, I'm going to take Philly in this game, even though they're on the road and it's a division rival and all that stuff. I just think that the Giants, what we saw on Monday night was miserable from them. So I got to take Philly. I also take the over. I do like the fact that the Giants have a new OC. So hopefully they can score some more points. Philly in the over for me.
I'm going to go Philly in the over as well. I'm not sure if I've taken an under. I think I've taken one under so far. I'm going to go with the over as well. Philly is not as much of a mirage as I thought they were. The coin will be taking, the Giants plus 3.5 and the over. So we have another unanimous over here. Make sure you monitor those. Miami is hosting the Carolina Panthers. Carolina is a 1.5-point road favorite. 42 is the line. A lot of money on Carolina, and the under is in play here.
Yeah, give me Carolina here. I like Cam Newton. You know, they faced Ron Rivera last week, and Ron Rivera knows Cam Newton very well. So Miami just doesn't, and I don't really trust them. So give me Carolina and give me the over.
Boy, I'm going to go with Carolina in the over as well, and I'm adding Carolina to my card. I'm not sure I have many more cards. I think I have five on the – no, one, two, three. I have only four on my card so far, one for Bogman, but I'm not sure I have too many more. I like the over. I'm a little worried I'm now in crazy over territory, but, you know, it is what it is at this point. Flip the coin. They are going with the Miami Dolphins. The coin is and the tails and the under. So a complete fade of us, the coin is. I don't like that. Denver Broncos hosting the Chargers. Chargers, a 3.5-point road favorite. Denver, 47.5 is the line. And there's a lot of money on the under, by the way.
I'm going to take the Chargers, and I'm going to follow the public, which is kind of dicey here. But I'm also going to take the under. I know Denver's coming off the bye week and everything. But the Chargers, I feel like their defense got right against Pittsburgh last week. So I'm also going to put that one on my sheet. So the Chargers and the under for me.
I am exactly with you. I kind of really love that under. I might come back to that. I might add that. I don't like having so many. I love the under in this one. The coin says the Denver Broncos. Don't like that. And the over. So that is a complete fade of us in this game. How much time we got? I think, we're doing all right. The San Francisco 49ers are hosting the Minnesota Vikings. San Francisco's a 3-point home favorite. The line is set at 49. Bogman, I told myself if there's anything under 50, I'm smashing the over for this 49er game, and I am putting it on my card. I got too many on my card here, I think. I don't know how confident I feel about the 49ers. I am going to take San Francisco -3. I think they're playing great ball. They're going to be able to run on Minnesota. Defense is playing up. Nick Bosa is on a roll right now. So I'm going to take the Niners, but I absolutely love the over, and the public loves the under. So we're going to fade them again with the Niners.
Minnesota in the over for me. I love the over as well. I'm going to put it on my card as well. That makes my third. I'll just take the points in this game. I'm not sure who is going to win this, but I do like Kirk Cousins, who has been better on the road this year. So give me Minnesota and the over here.
The coin is taking the San Francisco 49ers and the over. There's another unanimous over. Absolutely love it. We'll get one more, and then we'll get the other two after the break. The Rams at Green Bay. Green Bay is a 1-point home favorite. 48 is the line. Lots of money on the over. A little bit favorite from a favorite perspective on the Rams.
Look, I hate this, whatever this COVID toe, turf toe nonsense.
What is COVID Aaron Rodgers, toe? I've never even heard of that.
It's just something he made up on the Pat McAfee show. So I'm going to take the Rams coming off the bye week here. I know they're going on the road, but Matt Stafford has played in Green Bay many, many times in his career, which is the big concern here. And I'm going to hammer this under. So give me the Rams also on my card here and the under, even though they're on the road in some bad weather.
I'm going to smash the under as well. I'm going to fade the public. I'm not going to put it on the card, but I'm going to go with the home team. I got a hard. This is a tough one. Can Green Bay lose two games?
By the way, it's just going to be cold. It's not going to be a little windy. 14 mile an hour winds and 36 degrees.
It's so enough.
It's not rain. It's not.
But anything. Stafford's an in-stadium type of quarterback. Let's just throw that out there. They're coming off a bye. So this is Rams off the bye or Green Bay at home losing two straight. And I'm going to go with Green Bay. It's only 1 point. It's essentially a pick 'em. You have Chargers you have Rams as your lock. I can see it. I'm going to take Green Bay. I'm going to take the under. And let's quickly get the coin in here. The coin says the Rams with you and the under. So we have another unanimous under. When we come back, we've got two more picks, Bogman, the Welsh, and the coin, and see what these cards look like right here on this league.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's in this league.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what
they used to make
in this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
The IQ test you took in prison, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Week 12 picks right here on In This League. We've got two more games. Let's jump right into it, Bogman. Cleveland at Baltimore. Baltimore's a 3.5-point home favorite. 46 is the line.
Baltimore and the under for me, and I'm putting the under on my card. It's going to be a weird, foggy game, according to the weather report currently right now. But I just don't trust Cleveland to score right now either. So I guess Baker Mayfield's practicing and everything, but he's practiced the last 3 weeks and looked terrible. So give me the Ravens and give me the under.
I'm also going to go Baltimore in the under. The under I feel a little bit washy about because Lamar comes back, but, you know, coming off of sickness, a lot of running. Cleveland's awful. Their defense can play a little bit. Baltimore under. 99% of cash is on the over. We are a straight fade of the public. The coin is choosing. Who is that? Baltimore. And come on, flip it. Flip the coin and the over. So Baltimore and the over. Last game up, Seattle at Washington. Washington's a 1-point home favorite. 46.5 is the line. Bogman, I'm taking the over. Washington and Seattle defense both bad, but I am taking Seattle with that 1 point. Horrible secondary for Washington. Wide receivers are going to eat all over them. Give me Seattle and the over.
I think Washington's gotten a little bit better over the last couple weeks. They're at home in this game. Seattle has to go across the country. We haven't seen Russell look right. So I'm going to take Washington the over, but I will not touch this game because if Russell looks good, I think they'll smash Washington. So I don't want to touch it.
The coin is taking what are they taking? Washington and
Washington,
the under. Washington and the under. So the final card, my lock card is Tampa over Houston by 2.5, New England by 6, Carolina 1.5, and the 49ers over. That is my card.
Nice. For me, I got the under in Baltimore, Cleveland, the Rams minus a point, the over San Francisco, Minnesota, under the Chargers in Denver, and New England minus 6 against Tennessee.
And the unanimous Bogman Welsh in the coin, you have the Green Bay under, you've got the Minnesota, San Francisco over, you've got the Charger Denver. Nope, that one's not one. Let's see. You're trying to see what other. Oh, the
New
Philly.
England.
The Philly Giants over. New England is a unanimous. And
Pittsburgh, Cincinnati over.
I think that's it. That's I think it. Those are the unanimous ones here. 8-6, both sides for the coin. Bogman and Welsh, we'll see. Friendos, when we come back, we've got an interview with David Mendelson from Triple Play. Going to want to hear that for all of our top plays. And Bubba and Bogman. Hour 2, right here on In This League.